Loi mi boy koma. Not only this, but even that. That's what Rav meant to say. Loi mi boy ochla. Not only in the case when your animal fell into my garden and ate up my tomatoes, that you have to pay me for the enjoyment that your animal had. To Mishalem, Mr. Mashanenis, you have to pay for the enjoyment. Abu, but you would have thought to say maybe. Nechpato. Let's say your animal fell into my garden and landed on top of the tomatoes. So true, it squashed my tomatoes, it ruined the tomatoes, and your animal had enjoyment that it didn't break its back. Because of the tomatoes, it had an easy landing. So I would have thought to say there, maybe the Bala Por, the Bala Shor, is potter from paying for the damage or the enjoyment of the tomatoes. You know why? Aim, I could tell you, Mavriya Chari Menichsa Chaberuhu. It's like you're throwing away the lion from the lions coming to attack your sheep, and I throw it away. No, I didn't do anything directly to you. It's an indirect enjoyment. Like, what happened here? My animal was falling down, but your tomatoes there stopped my animal from breaking its back. But it's not cool, you gave me real enjoyment. Like, my animal's back was okay before, and it's okay now. You didn't really give me anything. It just had stopped a damage from coming. That's the law. If a lion is coming and somebody takes away the lion, you can't be mechayvim to pay your money. He has no right to collect money for the work that he did. By him taking away the lion, he saved the whole flock of sheep. That's called the Groma B'Yamazo. He didn't do anything directly to you. See, also, your tomatoes that saved my animal's back did not do a direct hano. It's called an indirect hano. Let's see what Rashi says. Eimo. Hai bala soda mavriya khari minikh khaverihu shitzeles behemes khaveri shnekh mato bekarko o mitzvu di rash learns o mitzvu di ovid o midu a shokol rash will do different svaro. I would also say mavriya khari means like you're doing a mitzvah now, you're like saving him. So since you're being isaac in the mitzvah, you can't get a reward for that. So I would have thought to say you don't have to pay for the enjoyment. That's the kamashmula. No, the Kiddush is no, that the Maisa, you have to pay for the enjoyment you got. So now the Murat Akasha, the Eimah, why don't you say, Hochinami, why don't we say this, Taka? That Mavriach, yeah, so why don't we say this? Why don't we say, Taka, when your animal falls down and lands on my tomatoes and squashes them, why don't we say that the Balak Shor is Potter, even from the enjoyment? Because your tomatoes, like, is a Mavriach Ari, so maybe he's Potter. So Murat says, no. Mavriach Ari, Menichsech Aberi, me die to you. That if you do it midaiti, you do it midas. Hi, love midaitoi. Here it's not called midaiti, you're not doing it midas. Inami or else, mavriach ari minichsechaveroi, less life seder. When do we say if you're mavriach ari, you can't collect money? Well, you have no loss. What happened there? You went and you fought the lion to get that the lion should not come and attack your flock of sheep. But you didn't have any loss, you just had to work to save it. Hi, over here though, is leib seder. But over here, when the animal falls down on the tomatoes and squashes the tomatoes, the guy has a loss. He lost his tomatoes. So here, since your tomatoes, true, it's a mavriach ari, it's just saving him, but since it had a loss through doing it, then lemaisi would have to pay. So that's why here it's different than a regular mavriach ari. Or else mavriach ari is midaita, means you're doing it midas to save the person. So then we say, svari, you don't have to pay. You don't get any payment. But here, you're not doing a midaitoi, therefore here, you have to pay. Now the Gemara says, Heichinofel, how did he fall? Heichinofel, how did he fall over here? Ravkana Omar Shulchloka b'meimei ragleho. Talking about that it slipped on its own meimei ragleho. So Rashi says, Rishusarabim legino. The einsod loisalka daite heavy. It's like an honest here. Like the shore in the middle of Shusarab was matul meiraglayim, and then he tripped on it and fell into somebody's garden. So that's cool that the shore is like an honest. So the bala shore as the hezik shaboy, the damage he did, he's potter because it's called an honest. It's not normal like the animal to trip over some meiraglayim to fall in and damage yours. So therefore, the mazik, the damage he did, he's potter. He's only chayiv for the enjoyment that you received. Rav Omerava says the case is Shedochvosoi Chaverta. Now we're talking about somebody else pushed the shore into your Rishus. So that's the case that this shore is potter for the Hezek. That somebody pushed him into your garden. So rather the shore itself didn't go in by his own. But still he has to pay for the enjoyment that he has. So much like this. Man di yom shedochvosoi Chaverta, the one that says we're talking about, where the Chava pushes him, is so kol shechein shuch l'chavim emiragleo. Avada, the same svar would apply when he trips over his own meregleho. That Avada is called an honest din. Uman diyama shuklaka, but the one that says no, you know where the case is that you potta for the hezik, that you consider it like an honest, it's not your fault, only shuklaka b'mei meregleho, when the animal tripped over its own meraglayim. Avo dachvasa chaverto, for its chava pushes it in, posho umashalem es masha zeka. Then we say it's a pshia, and it has to pay the damage that it did. Why? The omalei, we said to him, iboylecho avurei chod chod. We're talking about now that you have two animals, and your two animals are walking near my garden, and one animal pushed the other animal into my garden. He holds a svara, you're a pasheya. The bala shvarm is a pasheya. You shouldn't have let your animals walk in a narrow path, one next to another. You should have known they'll push one another. You should have let them go, single file, one after another. So he holds, that's not called an honest. That's called your pasheya. If you let your two animals walk in a narrow road near somebody's tomatoes, you should have known that it's very shriach for one animal to push the other animal over. And he'll be mazik the tomatoes. See, that's not called an noinus, that's called a pesheya, therefore you'll be chayim. So therefore, the case of the Mishnah that you called an honest, your poto is a case where it tripped over its own name in Raglil. Yeah. Omar Rav Kana says, Loishonu ela b'yaisa aruga. When do we have this halacha? As Rashi says, the masha nenes udim shalemis, for loy masha zeka. That you only have to pay for how much enjoyment your shor had from the fruits, but not for the damage that you did to the fruits. That's only b'yosei aruga, to the aruga that the animal fell on. That one is called, he got enjoyment from it, he doesn't have to pay for the damage, because he's an onus on the damage. Avo mi aruga li aruga, but when the animal gets up, and now goes to the next row, and starts eating the fruits on the vegetables on the next row, then mishalem es mas shezeka. Then you have to pay even for the hezek also. Like that, you're not an honest anymore. You should have watched your shore right away to make sure it doesn't eat anymore. So therefore, if he eats more, that's for vadi yichai. For Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says no. For Rabbi Yechon, Omar, afilo meyaruga leyaruga. Even if the animal now gets up from the first row that it fell on, and now he starts eating up a second row, still the Baal HaShor is potter. V'yafilu kol hayom kuloi. Ad sheteitzei v'tach lodas. Until he goes out and comes back again. But kol zman he's in there from the first fooling, the owner is still an honest. So Rashi says, I didn't watch this before. Rashi says, "Ela shochlo miyad b'yoyse ruga shenoflishom." Techivon dianusi b'nefila anusi nami b'achiloso. Techivon the chaz letfua tusa loemukmanashi. So Rashi the chiddush is like this: when the animal fell down on the tomatoes, so right away it started to eat up those tomatoes. So the tomatoes on the first row that he fell on, that is an honest still. Because when the animal fell down, the first thing that he sees is come out an honest from not eat it. Therefore, the bala shor is potter. But Rashi says, "Abul holcho me yaruga liyaruga." But after the animal finishes eating up the first row, when he goes to walk to eat the second row, meshalem es masha zeka. Then the bialim is chayiv. But that is not called an honest anymore. The owner is supposed to watch it. So now your shor, when made up, it's shein. You have to pay for that. But if Yechon says no, then afilu kol hayom kula mashma. Once you same svara. Once you fell into that garden and you're there now, be honest. So as long as you're there, it's only normal for the animal to eat up. The owner is not called a pasheya. Since your shor got in there b'oinus, he fell in there, so all the damage that he does when he's in there, you're called an onus. So therefore, even for the whole day, you're called an onus and you're potter. You only have to pay for masha nenis, not for masha zeka. Until when, it says, at shetetze till it goes out, pitach ladas, and comes back again, midas. Rashi says, Shalainor b'fenekaro, in the case where it came in when the owner was a pesheya, that the owner, if he did not watch it well enough, and it came in b'pesheya, that's when it'll be chayiv. So Omra Papa says, Loitema, don't say, Achetetze ladas, v'tachs ladas, that means he has to go out, the owner took him out. And then he comes back in again also because the owner was a pesheya. The owner did not watch him well. El around us like this, Kivan shiyotze ladas. Once the owner noticed that his animal is in somebody else's garden, and he went and dragged him out of there, so now, Even if the animal again breaks loose and goes back into that garden, still the owner is chayiv now. Even if he went in shalai midas means that you watched him pretty good, but still he went out on his own and went in here, you're not called an honest anymore. You'll be chayiv. My time, what's the reason? The omelet, we tell the owner of the shore like this. You should have known that your shore, kivan the alpha, since he's used to eating up the fruits in his garden, like since he knows about it, he went in here once. True, the first time he fell in there, he was an honest. He fell and slipped in there. But once he had a good time there, even though you dragged him out and locked him up, you should have known that he's going to want to go back there again. He had such a good time yesterday, he's going to want to go back there again today. And therefore, you should have known whenever he's going to move a little bit, Yashar, he's going to try and run back there. So you have to take extra precaution, you have to watch it specially here, and since you didn't make a gzunt, a very good shmirah, therefore you chayif, here you can't tie your anonis. So that's what the Papa says. That once the owner took him out of this gina. But you have to know, the shore's going to want to go back again. So therefore, you have to watch him carefully. If he goes back, you'll be chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be though, yord or kadaka? Let's say your shore goes for an afternoon walk, and it walks into somebody's garden, normally just walks into the garden and starts eating up his tomatoes. Vezek and eats it up, avad, the Mishnah is mashazeka. Then avad, you have to pay. You're sure you didn't watch your shore. Your shore by himself when walking into somebody's garden and eat up the food. That's the regular mazik of shame that you have to pay. Nezek sholem. Tomorrow says, boy, Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Yirmiyah has a question like this. What's going to be your dog kedarka? Hitaka walked into the garden normally. Not that he tripped and fell in, but he walked down on his own. But then when he was there, it was a pregnant pura, and it started to give birth. Like the water broke, and the water of the leda ruined the fruit. And that's like an honest, that you don't have to think about. It's not shchiach, that punkta in the middle of somebody else's tomato field, your pura is going to start giving birth there. So that at the end is an honest. So are you chayiv or not? Mahu. So Gemara says, let's see. Ali b'deman diyam etchilasa b'pshia. V'seifa b'yaynes chayiv. So loyti boiloch. Avadi yu b'chayiv. Because the maisa yu p'shaya. You did not watch your shore. Your shore by his own walked into this garden. So you're a pashaya. See, even though at the end the damage happened because it started to give birth, which is an onus. But chilasim of shaya, since the beginning, you're a pashaya. For that, yichayiv. So vad yichayiv here also. Kiti boiloch, when do I have a question? Ali b'deman diyomat chilasim of shaya v'saifa b'yoynis. When do I have a question though? According to the man diyomat that says, chilasim of shaya v'saifa b'yoynis is poto. So then, my, what do I say? Mi yarminon, kivan the chilasim of shiva sefer b'yonis poto, you should be poto here also. Since lamais at the end you're anonis, at the end that the animal gave birth to, the melee that came out, the water broke, so that you're anonis, you should be your poto. Oidulmano, maybe here it's different. Oidulma hocha kulub of shihu, here those things are pshia. The kivan the kochaz of the kravel ala melee, since you know that your apor is due expecting any day, like you see your par is about to give birth, is the boiler and ture. You should have watched your par very carefully.